An exciting research project on volcanoes is currently being undertaken by the UWIE Seismic Research Center in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and other Caribbean islands. Professor Richard Robertson provided insights into the study during an episode of the UWIE School of Graduate Studies and Research Caribbean Small Island Developing States SIDS Research Series, hosted last night by the UWIE Global Campus St. Vincent and the Grenadines site. Dr. Robertson said the study focuses on understanding rapid escalations in volcanic activity.
So the project really intends to work throughout the Eastern Caribbean. We're going to work on really forensically examining volcanic systems in the region. The Soufre Hills in Montserrat, Dominica Volcanic Centers, Mont Pile, and Soufre. And Soufre Hills and Soufre St. Vincent are two that we're going to particularly pay attention to, as well as Mont Pile. And we are starting at Soufre St. Vincent because the 2021 eruption has provided us with so much information that our focus is initially on that. St. Vincent have had lots of eruptions, and because it has had frequent eruptions during the historical period, there's a lot of historical information, but certainly the more recent ones, the eruptions that happened since the 1900s, the 1902 eruption, the 1979 eruption, and certainly the 2021 eruption, has provided us with a lot of detailed information of how this system operates.
According to Professor Robertson, the intention is to produce a unifying model of a volcanic system.
And the plan here is to have kind of a three-pronged attack. We're going to try to better understand from the deposits itself, from past deposits, from deposits from the 2021 eruption, as well as the 1902-79. We're going to look at those deposits in great detail and use modern techniques, particularly microscopic techniques, looking at the microstructures, the very detailed information that we can get from the nature of the crystals themselves that could tell us how they form or what conditions they form under. So we're going to understand better the deposits that the volcano produced from its past eruptions. And then we're going to have one major component of this project is to have a seismic experiment, a seismic survey, where we're going to deploy instruments. Because what we're trying to do really is to have a transformative change in terms of what we know about volcanism, using the volcanoes in the region, and particularly using Soufre St. Vincent, because it's so well studied, because we have such a good record of it.
Professor Robertson said the aim is to ensure that Vincentians continue to live safely with the volcanic hazard that they have to deal with.
So we hope to have new understandings of how volcanoes erupt in different ways, particularly what drives their transition from one type of activity to another. And we hope to understand it such that we could actually detect what kinds of precursory signals we might have. So if we hope that next time the volcano erupts, for example, we would detect more clearly, well, it's moving from effusive to explosive. And then when it's in an explosive phase, that might be moving to something different. We want to see if from the modeling and from what our understanding or improved understanding, we could get better understanding of the monitored signals that will then improve our future management of emergencies. So the future persons at the observatory who's looking at volcanoes erupting in St. Vincent or elsewhere would better be able to detect from these signals what is likely to happen. So in a sense, what we're trying to do is use existing technology and use the fantastic data set that we had from the more recent eruptions in St. Vincent to then develop a better understanding and a new understanding of how volcanoes in the Caribbean and then apply it globally.
Professor Richard Robertson of the UWI Seismic Research Unit. With today's special report, I'm Colvin Harry.